We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
John Heyman, insider for MLB Network.
Chicago is watching carefully, no question about it.
New York Post columnist, Curb Your Enthusiasm enthusiast.
You hate people. Well, I hate people individually, but I love mankind.
John Heyman with Mully and Haw.
I like the White Sox. You never know with the Cubs.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our guy, John Heyman, New York Post, MLB Network, Odyssey, and he joins us on the Score Hotline. John, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
Well, we're having a blast. Are you kidding me? This has been quite the season. The Cubs with another big win. That's what I meant. Big late night win for the Cubs. They are doing a good job on the road, winning at night. People love it. And it's been fun to watch, especially having a guy like Michael Busch hitting a home run in five consecutive games. Did we know he was this good?
I didn't know. I got to give the Cubs credit for giving him the job. You've got guys like Brandon Belt out there. There are a lot of first basemen still available, and they went out and made the trade for Busch, who was really good in the minor leagues. Obviously, the Dodgers do not have room. They got a pretty good first baseman in Freeman, a pretty good DH in Ohtani. So they capitalized and give the Cubs credit. A terrific job by them to acquire him.
So, John, nationally, I wonder how long it will take before people start to look at the White Sox only for the reason that, to put it in some historical context, is this the worst team ever? Because in Chicago... They're already off to the worst start in franchise history. You look at the lineup, and I'm wondering if the Iowa Cubs are better. Where is this headed, and how do they get out of the rut?
Well, you know, they're rebuilding, as we've said. The worst team ever takes some doing. I mean, the 62 Mets, that's tough to beat. Even the 03 Tigers didn't get there. They looked like they were going to, and they were way worse than this White Sox team. I mean, there are a couple nice things about this team. I mean, you have to look carefully, but historically, I wouldn't say their history. I would say they're going to give Oakland and Colorado a run for their money for the worst team of this year, but I don't think they're going to make history this year. I really don't.
If Tommy Pham signs, can he prevent shutouts?
I think he's a good hitter. I mean, he had an OPS plus of like a 111 last year. He's been third in the NLCS. He's been fifth in the World Series. I mean, this is going to be quite the bargain. So, yeah, he's not going to turn them into a world beater, but he is a good hitter. So it will be a plus, yes.
Back to the Cubs, John. You look at Kyle Hendricks pitching tonight, and it suddenly it becomes a pretty big start for him.
Yeah.
You look at the other pitchers in the rotation, Assad, Ben Brown has been pretty good since he came up after a first shaky debut, gave up one hit last night to the Diamondbacks in six innings. So how big of a start is this with Kyle Hendricks, and how long do you think the Cubs will wait before, if he continues to struggle, doing something about it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously got T-Ron waiting in the wings. They got some potential guys. So, yeah, I mean, at this point, the way the start that Hendricks is off to, I would say that, you know, every start is a big start. I don't know if he's just one start that he needs to do something. They may give him a little more rope than that based on his history as a very good pitcher for the team. But, yeah, you're right. It's big for him to stay in the rotation long term to turn it around pretty quickly. I don't know that have to be this start, but fairly quickly, I would agree.
As far as the run troubles of the White Sox, I thought it was amazing that that Pedro Grifol said that where we get in trouble is if there's a leadoff triple and you're thinking we're going to lose this game if that guy scores. He said that on Sunday, I believe, and he said that, you know, you give up – normally you give up a run, it's 1-0, you're still in the game. But that apparently isn't the case with this year's team because they can't score a damn run.
Well, I appreciate his honesty. It's rare that you see somebody that honest about it. I think their offense is better than they've shown so far. I don't think Benintendi is a 180 hitter. I think he's got to be better than that, right? They paid a record contract, at least a team record contract for him. So I wouldn't say that was a good signing, but I would say that he should be a major league type hitter. And I do think Grossman is a decent hitter. I thought that was a good signing. You know, I mean, it's not going to be a good offensive team. They went for defense, and they're rebuilding. So it's going to be a low-scoring team. But, you know, I think one run is probably an exaggeration. But, again, I appreciate his honesty. I don't know that too many managers would be this honest, but I think he's not that far from the truth.
The conversation locally will continue to surround this possibility, idea. Maybe it's just a wish. But how realistic is it to think that Jerry Reinsdorf will sell the White Sox and that will happen sooner rather than later?
I mean, well, you've heard the rumors, right? So, I mean, you can't disregard them entirely. You know, it seems to be, you know, fighting for the state new stadium location. So, you know, it does seem like he's, you know, thinking about the team and what to do next for the team. So I don't know if that's an indication that he won't be selling, but he's certainly still thinking about it. I mean, I guess it depends on his offspring, his sons, how interested they are. You always hear they're interested in, much more interested in basketball than they are in baseball. So I would say that there's probably a decent chance that the team would change hands. I mean, we've heard the rumors for a decade at this point. So I would say that it would certainly – I wouldn't rule it out. I would certainly think it is a possibility.
John, you know Julio Teheran and the Cubs have signed him. Is that sort of a nod to the idea that not only – you know, they have guys coming up, but Justin Steele won't be back anytime soon. And meanwhile, Taillon is coming back. But you look at what's going on with the professor, as we talked about earlier. Is that just an insurance policy? Just get him in a minor league deal? The guy has been a professional pitcher and clearly someone the council knows.
Right. I mean, he was really good for Milwaukee last year. So that's only a year ago. He's not that old. I mean, obviously he threw a lot of innings early for the Braves. So he may not last as long as some others. But, I mean, he's pretty young. He was pretty good last year. You can never have too much pitching. Sorry for the cliche. I mean, I think it's a good signing. I'm sure there are many, many teams that were looking at him. And, you know, he sees an opportunity here. So I would think that you know, it's just not just insurance. I think they're probably expecting him to make some starts for this team. They have enough questions, as you mentioned, between Steele, Taillon, Hendricks, that he probably will make starts. And he was pretty good last year for Milwaukee. And exactly, Council knows him. So, you know, I think that's a good signing, a smart thing to do. And I'm surprised he didn't go to one of the more desperate teams like Houston. They've got like a whole rotation worth of guys on the injured list right now. But, you know, maybe he wants to be on a team that looks like a contender, too. So probably smart for him to do this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
John, we love our announcers and broadcasters in Chicago, and certainly we respect when one steps away elsewhere. John Sterling, 85 years old, retired yesterday, a little abruptly, suddenly. I'm sure in New York, as being around the Yankees as long as you have a relationship with him. How big of a loss will that be, and what kind of relationship did you have with a voice that is definitely recognizable to baseball fans everywhere?
Yeah, very nice guy. Always had a kind word. I thought he was a great announcer. Obviously, he was getting up there, and it was pointed out in the media that he was getting up there. And, yeah, it was a little surprising how abrupt it came because, I mean, he's still, unlike me, he's got, like you guys, he has a great voice. And I thought he could continue to do it. I've listened to a few games this year on the radio, and I thought he was still pretty good. But, you know, it's definitely a loss for New York, for the Yankees. The home run calls are legendary. He's a legend. And, yeah, I did know him very, very well. I did a spot with him for probably 10 years, 1990 to 2000, something like that. And just a terrific gentleman who's really a cultured figure. And, you know, I think New York will miss him.
Yeah, you always worry when you see kind of an abrupt retirement that there could be a medical connection, so you worry about that. But 85 years old, good God, I mean, what a run.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's anything specific, at least not that I've heard. I just think he's getting up there, and he realized it, and they gave him the option to cut back or to retire, and he surprisingly took retirement. So he must realize it himself. 85 is not young, and that is, of course, the admitted age. We don't know his actual age because, as we know, John Sterling is not his real name. He's got a stage name. John Heyman is my name, but, you know, 85 is what he admits to. And he can get away with it because he's got a full head of hair, and he looks great for somebody who is 85 or whatever he is.
You're a journalist, John. You have to deal with the truth and facts and accuracy.
Have you seen his birth certificate from the Dominican? Have you?
No, I mean, nobody's looking, so you can say whatever you want. I mean, he's you know, I'm a little skeptical. That's all. Like, I was skeptical that George Steinbrenner was born July 4th. I have not seen the birth certificate on that either.
Back to baseball for a moment, John. When you look around the league, we talk about the White Sox because they're right in our city and they stink. But is there a more disappointing team? Let's see. Is it Astros? Is it the Marlins? Early on, mid-April, who's the most disappointing team in baseball?
Well, yeah, I would, you know, I mean, I guess it would say the Astros based on the fact that they've been in the ALCS 6-7 years right. in a row. And is it 7 or 8? I don't know. And they've got a losing record, but they have so many injuries. As I said, full rotation basically on the IL at this point. So I'm sure their fans are quite upset. I was there for the first 4 games, all losses to the Yankees. I'm sure they will turn it around. Are they going to get in the playoffs? You know, I'm still betting on them to get in the playoffs. So it's way early at this point, but to this point, with that record, with that talent, with that history, that's probably the most disappointing team. I mean, we weren't expecting much from the Marlins, really. I mean, I know they got in on a fluke and an incredible managing job last year, but so many injuries, I mean, couldn't expect too much. And the White Sox, I mean, we knew they would be
right.
bad. We didn't know they'd be this bad, but we knew they'd be very bad.
Yeah, we knew that. I thought the Twins would be better, John. I've been a little surprised that that they're barely above the White Sox in the AL Central. I thought they would be running away from it, but the Guardians and the Royals are well ahead of them, and so are, for that matter, the Tigers.
Right. Guardians, Royals, Pirates, shockingly good. Mm-hmm. I would say there's more pleasant surprises than there are really shocking disappointments. I do still think the Twins are going to be good. Obviously, Royce Lewis. I mean, they've had so many injuries to their top three players, right? And Buxton, I think, is the healthy one right now. Correa and Lewis are out. But those three guys who were picked, two of them picked number one in the draft overall, and one of them picked number two in the draft overall. They've had the injury bug. Correa has been the best of the three, staying on the field, obviously, but so many injuries for Lewis is so unfortunate, and Buxton. I still think the Twins are going to win that division. Again, we've played 10% of the season, so while we can draw some conclusions about the White Sox, I'm not going to draw any conclusions about the Twins and some of these other teams.
This segment with John Heyman is brought to you by Grainger, official partner of the Chicago Cubs in Wrigley Field. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Thank you, John. Always a joy.
Thanks, John.
All right. Great talking to you guys. See you later.
That's our guy, John Heyman. Always fun to talk to John.
Yeah. Nice for him to get up early and give us our baseball wisdom.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out, is John Sterling 90? I mean, what is our conclusion out of that one?
Well, I think he's suggesting that he's not 85, right. If he's saying that's his alleged 88? Age.
He does look good.
He does sound like he's...
Is he Jerry's age?
Jerry's 88, correct?
87? Going to be 88?
Jerry's 87.
Is he 88?
The Iraqi billionaire's 86.
Oh, boy. We should have asked about that. We still have to get to the bottom of that one. We've got our guy, Big Z, is going to join us next. We'll talk to Brad Biggs. We'll find out what the Bears are going to do, not with the number one overall pick, but with their own pick, the number nine pick. Are they moving down? Big Z has an answer. Mully and Haw on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.